My brother said that if Christians wouldn't praise God, then the rocks would instead. Is that true?
Yep, it says so in the Bible. Pretty cool, huh? Did you know that rocks can cry out in worship? Well, stay tuned and I'll tell you all about it right here on Keys for Kids. If you go to Sunday school and church, you're probably pretty used to singing praises and worship songs to God. That's important to do because God is so good that we should worship Him all the time. And according to Jesus, if we ever stopped, then all of creation would take over and praise God instead. In Luke 19, verse 40, Jesus said, "I tell you, if the people keep quiet, the stones will cry out." Let's listen to our story today. It's called Praise Be to God. "Does God really hear us when we sing?" Callie asked as her family exited the packed church on Sunday morning. Her mom smiled at her. "Of course He does." "But there are so many people in the world," Callie said. "And He loves it when we praise Him together." Mom put her arm around Callie's shoulders. "Or when we praise Him alone." When they got in the van for the ride home, her older brother turned toward her. "Hey, Callie, I heard what you said." Callie made a face. "Great," she thought. "Trent is going to tease me." Her brother's face was serious, though, not like it was when he was about to pick on her. "There's a really cool verse in the Bible that talks about praising God," Trent said. "I think it's in Luke." Callie straightened up in her seat. "What does it say?" "Jesus tells the Pharisees that if people weren't praising Him, the stones would cry out." Callie's eyes widened. "Really?" Trent nodded, his face still serious. "That's right," Mom said from the front of the van. "God is so great and so deserving that all of creation sings His praises. But our praise should be the loudest of all because we've been saved by Jesus, who died and rose again to make us God's children. He deserves all our praise." Callie looked up the verse in Luke chapter 19 when she got home. After reading it, she felt ready to praise God more each day. When she got up, she praised Him for another day. When she ate, she thanked Him for the food she was given. When she hung out with her friends, she thanked Him for them. She wanted to praise Him more every day. "Thank you, God, for everything," Callie whispered as she went to bed on Saturday night. She looked forward to getting up in the morning and going to church to praise Him there. She was excited to hear her voice blend in with all the others at church because she knew God loved to hear her praise Him. So how about you? When do you offer praise to God? Do you sing to Him at church? Do you thank Him for everything He's given you? God always hears you and loves it when you praise Him, whether you're silently thanking Him for your food before you eat or singing and worshiping Him with a crowd of people. He created you, loves you, and sent His Son to save you. Let praise for Him fill your days. Our key verse is found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 40.
"I tell you," Jesus replied, "if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out."
And our key thought for the day, praise God all the time.
"Hey, Zach, my parents had to cancel all vacation, and I feel sad and frustrated. Any advice?"
"Hi, Ava. I feel the same way too right now. It's tough." When the Apostle Paul was writing his letter to the Philippians, he told them to rejoice in the Lord always. Now, rejoice is just a fancy word that means to be glad or happy. Paul was able to say this because of the grace and mercy that God showed him by saving him from sin. He wrote, "Rejoice in the Lord always," while he was in prison for preaching about Jesus. He was even happy in jail. So even though it's difficult, try to remember all the good things that God has given to you. Thanks for sending your question, Ava. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.